Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope that you're having a great week and that you're looking forward to a great new year. And I want to remind you today as you listen to this that Jesus Christ has come live a perfect life. He died the death that we should have died. He conquered death, and he invites everybody everywhere to trust him. And when we trust him, he makes us new by his power, by his grace, by his love, by the spirit that he gives to us as a gift in our hearts. Jesus Christ, he makes us new. And there are so many incredible things that come along with this new life that Jesus gives to everyone who calls upon his name. But the one that I want to talk with you about for just a moment is that because we are new, we are his. We are God's beloved children. God the Father adopts us as his own when we trust Jesus the Christ. And because we are his, we can come with confidence into God's presence. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And I want to remind you that this confidence that we have to come boldly into God's presence, it's not a confidence that's based on our own goodness or even our own moral improvement, but rather the shed blood of Jesus Christ and his resurrection and us being our sin having been atoned for and having been declared righteous by God. Our confidence is not in ourselves, but rather our confidence is in Jesus and what Jesus has done on our behalf. And so now you and I, even though we used to be estranged from God, we were God's enemies, we did not know him, we were dead in our sins, Jesus has made us new. And because we are new, we are his. And because we're his, we truly can come with confidence into his presence. As again, Hebrews 4:16, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace." And so as you look forward to this new year, 2020, a lot of us, we make New Year's resolutions, or we at least reflect on how the past year went and things that we'd like to do better or see go better or grow in for this coming year. And I want to encourage you, if you don't currently have a habit of getting into God's word on a daily basis, if you don't currently have a habit of praying to God on a daily basis, I want to challenge you to implement those things into your life. I always encourage people who struggle with this, just add 5 minutes. You know, we're all really busy, and but we all have 5 minutes. And so I want to challenge you this day, for this coming year, make it a priority to come with confidence into God's presence through time in his word and time in prayer. And I think you'll see God do incredible things in your life as you engage with his word, asking God to show you areas where you need to repent of your sin, asking God to show you areas where you need to rejoice in how great he is and what he has done, repenting and rejoicing as we read God's word, and then just going to him in prayer. And I want to remind you, we don't do this so that we can earn God's love. We already have all of God's love in his beloved son, Jesus. But now through Jesus, we have the privilege of just coming with confidence and resting and enjoying the presence of God. And so would you make that a habit this year, spending time daily in his word and in prayer? I hope that you do. Certainly your life group leader or our staff at LifePoint would love to help you with this. If this is a struggle for you, if you want some resources or some accountability, we would love to help you in this. But as we approach this new year, I want to remind you, in Christ, God has made you new. And because you are new, you are his. And you now have the privilege to come with confidence into his presence. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we do praise you and thank you that by your grace, you make people new. Everyone who calls upon the name of your son, Jesus, you make us new. And so, Father, please continue to conform us to the image of your son. Please remind us that you love us and you have made us yours. And because of that, we get to come with confidence into your presence. Father, please help us to be aware of the sin in our lives so that we might repent of it. And God, help us to see areas where we can rejoice in you more fully than we ever have this year. We pray all of this in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. We encourage you now to take a few moments to pray on your own. God bless. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.